This meeting is being recorded.
What's going on, guys? It's the Bigs Podcast, episode 70 and a half is what we're going to call this one. Mike and Jason already have half of the Bigs draft review in the bag. We're going to be responsible for the other half here in the next coming days. But before we get into that, Benjamin Nisman, our commissioner, the reason we're here and the reason in this league for the tough decisions is coming at us this evening. He's got an important announcement to have, and I wanted to get this out as soon as possible. More, he needed to get this out as soon as possible. Benny, what have you got for us tonight, my friend?
Joe, thank you so much for the introduction, as always, and saying that I'm the reason we're here. Well, you're the reason I'm here, because you gave us the opportunity, this platform, when you had this idea, so that when something needs to come out, it can be discussed and we can really put this show and this league on another level. And that's what you've helped to accomplish. So I appreciate that so much. As well, the league, thank you guys. Thank you as always for being a part of it. You've made it so we've gotten to this point. So my gratitude and my gratefulness, it's everlasting, I promise. So, Joe, I want to discuss something that's so important because it has to do with the trading and it needs to have some kind of adjustment in order for it to stay consistent. So you and I talked off air a little bit about what made the most sense and what's appropriate and closer to what we've been doing. So let's get started on that. How do you feel like we should say it?
So we have had this gentleman's agreement since kind of 2020. It started as this amoebus little problem that started to roll into this snowball, right? Like, it's become this kind of glaring issue that we're like, I hate bringing this up, but here we are. So here we are. What we're talking about here is when a trade is agreed upon, and when we mean agreed upon, that is in the app, finalized, that everyone in the league can see. There is no agreement off of the app. So anything that's agreed to here on spoken about is in the app for everyone to see. When a trade is agreed upon, when does it go through? When does it affect daily lineups? And in matchup, if we're doing this on a Monday, it can still affect the same week. And the deadline that Ben set in 2021 and is kind of held pretty strong is that Tuesday final pitch is the deadline in week to get a trade done. But the question arose immediately after the draft, as I'm not shocked that it did. And I'm not shocked the source it came from. Everyone sure. Can listen. We're not saying anything surprising here. Frank gave you a phone call, didn't he?
Sure did.
All right. Sure so did. You take it from here, my friend.
Sounds good. That was a perfect way to get me started. So the rule has been set that on Tuesday, if a trade is agreed upon and put in the app as Joe had mentioned, it would go through the next day. Anything else, it's going through at the end of the week. The issue is that this is not a 7-day matchup. It's an 11-day matchup. So Tuesday now would be over half the week. And personally, as a competitor, I'm trying to speak on behalf of both sides, of course, but mostly I'm trying to do what's best for everyone else. I know that a trade against me on that Tuesday, I wouldn't like, no matter what, because I might have used 7 ads or there might have been a specific kind of trade that was done that there's no way that I can counter at that point. Mm-hmm. So if we're dealing with an 11-day matchup, we have to adjust a little bit. So we're talking about on the second day out of 11, because we've done Tuesday, the second day out of 7, we're talking about 18% of the week.
Sure. Each day at 11-day matchup, it represents about 9% of the matchup. So when we're looking at a 7-day matchup and we get 2 full days, you're looking at, what was it? What did we say, about 27 or 28%?
287. So yeah. We'll call it 29. We'll call it 29% of the week.
Right? So we do simple math, and 9% 3 days would be 27.
Seven.
Ben?
I'd be okay maybe in the future, but I'm willing to be a little bit more open because we're doing this all of a sudden. And Sunday can still be a good way to kind of close it out so that on the next day I can put it through for Monday. Mm-hmm. If it's agreed upon on Monday, then I'll just put it through and it goes on to week two.
Right. But Sunday, all day, forget last pitch, like when 3 a.m. rolls the app over, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, we're saying that on Sunday, it doesn't have to be last pitch. I'll give the whole day, and instead we're talking about, what did we find out, 34%?
It was 36%.
36% of the week. I can live with that. Hopefully everyone else can live with that. I think that's reasonable enough that it's even more, right? It's kind of a way to close the week. If you want to make that trade on Sunday, I'll put it through Monday.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's got to be before 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But, you know, give me 5 minutes or so and, you know.
You'll have it by first pitch the next morning. It'll make itself happen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But
if Brian Lebo and James McCloskey make a trade at 11 o'clock their time,
yeah, that so be it.
Yeah. And if it happens, okay, we'll wake up and make it happen. It'll be by Monday morning. But that's a really nice way to put it as well, because the weekend is over, the deadline is over on the long weeks. And that also accounts for the All-Star break, does it not?
Right. Yes, because now that is actually a 10-day matchup, Joe. So what I would like to propose now, and I appreciate you throwing that in, is that games are done 9, and then on till the 14th, the 14th till the 16th are when games restart. So I would be willing, again, to go for that Sunday and a 10-day week. 3 days, that's 30% of the week. I'll give you those three, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I would put it through on that Monday, which is the 17th.
Okay,
so and you'll games, have it from that week on for the All-Star break.
I just want to, I'm looking at a calendar right now, so guys, here's your opportunity. Go pull up your calendar and go to July of 2023 and look at what we're talking about here. You're saying that games are suspended after Sunday the 9th of July. Correct. And they pick up again Friday the 14th of July. And it is the 14th, 15th, and 16th to finish out that matchup. When does that matchup
start? No, not to finish the matchup, to begin the matchup.
Oh, so you're getting the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then all of the following week.
Correct. So it's a 10-day matchup, and I would say on Sunday that would be 30% of the week played, and yeah. I would let that trade go through to the next day. If it goes through again, if it's discussed on the 17th, then it goes on to the next matchup.
Right. Right. Okay? So essentially, every day after the 9th will go through on that week until the 16th. And then 16th
is the deadline.
The cutoff at that point for that week. And then it resets back to Tuesday the 25th once the week ends. That should be easy enough.
30% of the week, and it's 36% of the week this week as opposed to our usual 29% of the week with that. I'll allow that through. Okay. So there's some clarity on it. I hope that is okay for everybody. Acceptable.
I like hopefully. It. I'm not gonna,
I think it seems listen, it's pretty logical.
Plenty reasonable. Plenty reasonable. Okay. Yeah. So guys, get your trades in now. The Schubert store is open. I'm not a fan of my team. Come get some pieces. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Benji,
Yes.
I love you being the reason of this league. I appreciate you so much for literally pulling me up and going, we've got to do this. This is really important because I was ready to go to bed.
No, I get it. I appreciate it a lot, man. I love you, and there's no message board. So when things like this happen, you know, there's this opportunity, you know, to do this now. So,
yeah,
again, you say that I'm the reason, you know, we're here. You're the reason I'm here right now. I get to talk about this and get it out there now, because without a message board, like, it's even more critical than it was.
Right.
So thank you for putting this on the map, dude. Thank you very much for the platform, and happy opening day, everybody. This is the last chance we're going to get to talk to everybody before this all gets started. So enjoy this. And again, to everyone, thank you so much. I can't believe that we're doing this again. And it's, we've been able to just turn the page of the calendar till we got to this point, and we made it. Joe, thanks for getting us there. And obviously Mike, Jason, you know, they carried the way.
Hell yeah.
You know, they had our backs, and they did an unbelievable job. And here we go.
And they're going to continue to have our backs, and we them. These guys are carrying a lot of weight this year, and I want to give credit where it is absolutely fucking due. Those two guys carried this offseason in ways that I probably couldn't have. I counted it out. We released 17 episodes of this podcast in 59 days. That is twice a week. And it is because of those two guys.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, Benny. Thank each and every one of you in this league. Happy opening day. It is 2023. Let's play ball, gentlemen. Until next time, guys, it has been real. It has been fun. And you know what, Ben? It is always fucking real fun in the bigs. Opening day is tomorrow. We'll see you then.